Happy, happy Monday, KMA land. It's time for the Double X Factor. It's a Double X Factor jam session. Woo-hoo. And I am Spencer Williams. And with me, as always, on the jam session days is...
Sandy Edie Henson.
How are you this Monday, Sandy?
Great, thank you.
Great. We're kicking off a new topic this week. And as always, they always seem to kind of tie together, don't mm-hmm. they? It's so amazing mm-hmm. how we do that. Mm. And the reason... that happens is because a lot of times this is things we're working on in our real lives.
Yeah.
So of course it ties together because it's coming from two humans. But we talked kind of, we both kind of summed this up a little bit differently. I kind of summed it up, I think I said secondhand sadness.
Yeah.
And I think you had an even better one, how you would say it.
I think there's actually some terminology for it. It's like called vicarious trauma, or it could be secondary trauma. Or it could be compassion fatigue.
Mm-hmm. So what this is basically is someone that you care about goes through some really hard stuff, as everyone does in life. Life can be tough sometimes. And then we obviously have empathy. We feel for those people, but we take it a step maybe too far where it really starts to weigh on us.
You know, and I think this can even happen. I've known it to happen to some people. Like if they watch the news and there's really heartbreaking stories about hungry children or something, and then they can't shake it. They can't get it off their mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes down to some things. I think boundaries are involved here, but I also think learning to take care of yourself and mm-hmm. notice when you're going a little too far that you're going to end up in burnout mm-hmm. is really, it just takes a lot of self-awareness that
right.
sometimes we don't have.
Right. And we're not saying you don't hurt for the people you care about. We all hurt when our friends and loved ones are hurting. But I brought this up to Sandy, what had gotten to me, I was hurting for some loved ones. I was hurting for myself in some certain areas as well. And then all of a sudden, some little tiny things happen that normally wouldn't even be a setback for me, but they sent me into a spiral because I was letting so much stuff weigh me down that just everyday stuff then started to get to me. And I don't like to live like that.
Yeah, I think that's really normal, whatever normal is. But I think that happens to us because we, you know, also the thing you can have happen is someone else goes through something and it triggers something that's maybe not healed in you. And so then you're in it a lot deeper than you maybe normally would be because you resonate with some kind of piece of it mm-hmm. that is going on in you. Still. So I think being irritated or being grouchy or being pushed over the edge, I think those are signs and symptoms that we need to roll the film back just a little bit to see what happened to lead you up to that.
Absolutely. So that's what we're doing all this week. We are rolling the film back. Going over the game tapes. All right. It's going to be a great week. Thank you so much, Sandy.